This worth 400 DFS edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, NASCAR, F1, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code RACESGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're also brought to you by our NFL Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for a free chance to score a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
Drivers, start your engine. Strap
in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Welcome in to another episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez. Happy Friday to each and every one of you. Welcome to the weekend. I don't know. I was listening to R. Kelly's Ignition, so I'm all pumped for the weekend already. I hope you are too, but yeah. And Ignition, right? That starts the car. I think that's double meaning.
You tied it in, Rod. Congratulations. We've made it to Friday. But Rod, not just another episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, the 400th episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Oh, can you believe it? 400 times we've done this thing. That's actually really incredible.
We have gone 400 laps around this entire show. It's crazy to think because we started, what, in 2022, I believe, right? It was February 2022 when we started this show, and neither one of us had said more than four words to each other before that in person. Now on our old Slack
did
channel.
Did we even? I was trying to think back, Rod. Did we even like have a phone call or anything before we just tried to record that first episode?
No. In fact,
I don't think so.
No.
I think we just jumped on and went for it.
Yeah. What I did to you was I messaged you back and forth, and you were like, "Well, I don't know, man. I don't talk very well. I'm not a big talker." And I was like, "Bro, I said, "You have the knowledge. The talking will come later." I said, "Don't even worry about it." And you were like, "Well, okay." So then I said, "All right, here's the link. Tonight we're going to record at this time. Be ready." And you were like, "Okay." And you were terrified. I loved it.
Dude, I mean, like, as far as like public speaking goes or something, I'm not good at it. I never have been. I've never liked it. I don't like speaking in front of a room. I don't even like hearing the sound of my own voice. So I was, you know, when you and I had never done anything like this, no content creation or anything. I was just a beer salesman, like, you know, walking around doing my thing. And I would be in this at the time before this was pre-Discord, of course, you know, in the Slack channel there. And just, you know, we had a NASCAR channel, even though there was no show or really any content on the website or anything, and was just give my picks every week. And I'd be like, this is why I like this and this. And like, we were having pretty, you know, successful and everything. And so then you message me and you're like, "Hey, you know, I guess I got a positive for being a loudmouth in the Slack channel." And and you message me. And I'm like, "Dude, I don't know." And you're like, "Let's just try it. Like, we'll see how it goes." If you remember, I didn't even have a camera at the time, because like, luckily I even had a computer, because I don't use a computer for anything. Like, I had one for iRacing. So I had the computer, no camera. So we recorded the first probably five, 10 episodes we didn't even see each other. We'd never even seen each other, Rod. We still haven't met. We're 400 episodes in, still haven't met in person yet. We'll get there eventually. But yeah, it is pretty incredible that, you know, we started 2 weeks before the Daytona 500 or something like that. One show a week, just picking the Cup Series. Now we're at five shows a week. We're 50 episodes into the F1 Gambling Podcast. We've done a lot of other stuff together. Now we're both working on arena football content together. Oh, man. Look how far we've come. It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy to think, though, that your first few episodes, you saw me, but I never see. I didn't even know what you looked like.
So, I could see you. Yeah, you didn't even know what I looked like. I could see you, and we didn't have YouTube, obviously, at the time. We were just doing the podcast, and so I was watching you, but you couldn't even see me. And now look at us, YouTube stars that we are.
What's that? Podcasting is blind. That was what we were doing. We were doing a podcast. We were seeing if we were compatible before we could even see each other. Gotta love it.
It's like love is blind, where you're on the other side of the wall and you're not allowed to see the person or whatever. My wife's always watching that show, and I find it kind of funny at times because they've never seen each other. They're just talking. So there you go. That was us, and now look where we are. 400 years later. 400 episodes later. And here we are.
It feels like 400 years sometimes, but I wouldn't want to do it with anybody other than you. So I'm glad that we met 400 episodes ago and that we're still kicking today. Speaking of stuff that's still kicking today, the NFL is still kicking today. And the NFL draft is this week, and it's tonight, or last night, by the way. And look, Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week with the NFL draft, props, mock draft, and NFL draft watch party. I know you watched them last night. You can hang out with them, of course. You saw me and Cody talking about our respective teams, but you can still play NFL Draft Bingo, so make sure you get in there. It's a $100 SGPN gift card to play. You got a free shot at winning that $100 SGPN gift card with NFL Draft Bingo, so make sure you're getting the app to make sure you get in still, because the draft is still going on. Players still being selected. Mr. Irrelevant is still about to be selected, so make sure you're hanging out with the SGPN crew for your NFL draft needs. All right. Well, Cody, we are here to celebrate not only our 400th episode, but the DFS edition of the... Well, so again, because there's no trucks, we're splitting it up into Xfinity and to Cup Series. So we're going to cover both equally. We covered the Xfinity last yesterday, and today we will be talking about the Cup Series DFS at Dover, a mile track. 400 laps around this. That's quite a few laps, Cody, and this is what we're looking at today for this track and this race.
Yeah, 400 laps. That's, again, a lot of laps led, a lot of fastest laps. Another week of shifting off of what we did last week, right? Last week was more of a try to stack in the back. You got to get your super speedway guys. Things did not go well for me for most of my lineups, Rod. It was pretty rough, but... and then this week is where you go back to kind of that short track mentality of it's not a short track, but in the fact that you're getting fantasy points like a short track, 100 laps led or 400 laps led rather is a lot. And you're going to need to find the one, two, or even three guys. We've seen some races here. We've had three separate guys kind of lead over 100 laps each. And so you're going to have to look near the top of the board and figure out who those guys are this week, Rod. And of course, it's going to be important to get those laps led. And get those fastest laps, which will likely come from the same place. And then, of course, you've got your normal finishing position and your place differential, which always matters, but less so this week.
Indeed. So normally, and in the past, the last few episodes, we've given you our underdog and DFS plays for the slate. But unfortunately, at the time of recording, underdog doesn't have anything out yet. So what we'll do is we'll give you some bonus shorts at the when we finally get them up. And give you our underdog plays for the slate. So we're going old school for our 400th episode. We're throwing it back.
Yes, that's a good. Real quick, go over to the YouTube channel because that's where you're going to find that. It's not going to be shorts on the podcast, just on the YouTube. So NASCAR Gambling Podcast YouTube channel. Click subscribe. Click the little bell, and when those shorts drop, it'll notify you. Hey, they've got a new short. Go check it out, and we'll have your underdog picks over there.
Yep, and thank you so much for all of those of you who are subscribing lately. We definitely see it. It's starting to kick up a notch. It'd be fantastic, and again, I don't make these pitches, but I just feel like if we made it to 1,000, the bosses would definitely love to see that. So we're kind of close. We're halfway there, and we only launched
this.
We're
over halfway there.
Yeah.
Right? Give the folks some credit. But we see how many people are listening on the podcast that aren't subscribed to the YouTube yet. So get over there and subscribe. You don't have to watch the YouTube channel. I wouldn't want to look at myself. If you're looking at Rod's side of the screen, you get a beautiful face, of course. But it helps us out. Maybe you catch a show or two here and there live. I like to do that with some of my favorite shows. If it happens to work out when they're live, jump into the chat. You can interact, get your questions in, stuff like that. You hear us interacting with the chat all the time as well. And then you get notified as well when the shows are live. And it's on the YouTube before it's on the podcast in most cases, because we're doing it live on the YouTube. So you can listen even earlier there. So yeah, again, 400 episodes into this. It's all because of you people listening, and we appreciate that. We thank you. And your support has gotten us this far, and hopefully for the next 400 episodes too.
And 400 more, and 400 more. I don't plan on going anywhere, Cody, so I basically think that they're going to have to get used to it. So if they're not already, I mean, whatever. all right. So, like I said, it is the Dover Motor Speedway, Dover, Delaware, 400 laps around this one-mile paved track for an even 400-mile race. Again, we're looking at guys that are good at the mile tracks. We're looking at guys that are good at Dover. Not a lot this season to necessarily compare to so far to look back on. So the momentum factor is a thing. You look at the drivers in this one, like you had said, drivers leading a lap in this one. We've had several guys lead, like William Byron last season. He led 193 laps, but Ross Chastain led 98. Martin Truex led 68. So there is a possibility to grab at least one of the two or three guys that are going to end up leading laps. Kyle Busch, 103 laps a couple of years ago. Ross Chastain, 86. Chase Elliott, 73. You know, again, it's a toss up of a lot of people leading some laps. So it's not, you have to identify somebody that's going to lead a lot of laps, but that guy could be another guy, right? I mean, there could be a couple of those guys. So pick one or two of your favorites, which is what we're going to do. We're going to give you our high priced, our mid tier, and our low priced drivers like we used to do back in the day. So that is how we will set this up. So Cody, I feel like we've sufficiently set this race up enough. So let's start giving everybody their plays and start with the high price drivers.
I agree, Rod. And I'm going to go near the top of the board here, not messing around. You do have Kyle Larson at 11.5. I'm going to skip past him. I'm going to go with Martin Truex Jr., 11,300. Talked about him on the betting episode, Rod. He is fucking good at Dover. You're going to see it this weekend. We see it every single time we come here. Rod, he has got five top two first or second place finishes in the last seven races at Dover, including the win last season where he led 68 laps. This is the type of track that Martin Truex Jr. shows up. But, Rod, well, it's not necessarily been Martin Truex Jr.'s season, right? It's we've had some ups, we've had some downs. It's not always been great. And, yes, I think that that's a valid argument. You said there's not really any tracks to compare Dover to, and that's correct. Bristol's a close comparison, but again, you had the tire debacle, so it's really tough to look at too much there. But let's take a look then at tracks that Martin Truex Jr. is really good at that we've been to this season. And Richmond is that place, Rod. 119.4 points that day, led 228 laps, 43 fastest laps, finished fourth after starting seventh place at a track historically. Martin Truex Jr. shows up, and Martin Truex Jr. is good. We saw this last season, Rod, and I think it's kind of been a trend with Truex here lately. You know, a couple seasons ago, we were talking about, oh, he's retired, he's not doing it, and then we kind of get later in the season to some of these tracks he likes, and he pops up, and he looks pretty good, right? Last year, started the season out pretty slow. You know, he does get the win at Dover, but then everybody kind of forgot about him. We get to a track like Sonoma where he's good. Boom, we hit him 35-1 to win because the tracks he's good at, he pops up and he shows up and does well at. So I think we could get that Richmond type of performance from Martin Truex Jr. where he scored 119.4 points. You go back and you look, he's won three times here, Rod. He's got so many top tens, I can't even count them because it's ridiculous. Got his first career win here back in the Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, number one car back in 2007, rather. Led 216 laps that day. Just looking through his other laps led at points, 131, 187, 102, 51, 47, 132, 88, 15, 16, 68. He leads laps at Dover. He's good here. Look, we know these JGR cars are fast. We know they're good. We know he's going to have that opportunity to be up front. And this is a track, again, he's got circled. He's going to show up. He's going to be good. We talked about his brother on the Xfinity Series show, the betting show this week. He's the defending race winner as well. So if he comes out, sets that bar, winning the race like he did last season, then Martin comes out and matches and also wins. So there is going to be that friendly competition, I think, between the two of them of who has the better weekend, and they both want to show up and do well. So, man, I'm absolutely in love with Martin Truex Jr. this week. This is a track that he's just extremely good at. I think he'll show up and do it all over again this week.
Can't argue with you on Truex. We did talk about him on the betting episode. It's just for whatever it is, sometimes when you are comfortable on a specific track or a specific place, like, I mean, you can relate this to your own life. Like, when you feel more comfortable someplace, you're going to do better at it. And Martin Truex Jr. is one of those guys. He could be having the worst season in the world, but he sits down in a place where he's had success, where he remembers what success feels like, and he does better regardless of what the car looks like. So I'm with you on Martin Truex Jr.
Just to toss out a little bonus, again, the underdog lines aren't up yet, but, I mean, we saw Caesars had him earlier in the week at 7.5 for their better or worse finish. If you get a number like that, I mean, if it's really 5.5 even, I'm going to take the better then for Martin Truex. So he's going to be the first driver that I scroll and look to find when those underdog numbers come out for the fantasy game over there, because five top two finishes in the last 7 races, Rob.
Yeah, it's obscene is what it is. So speaking of underdog, like we said, keep an eye out for when the projections come out for racing and for NASCAR in particular. But the NBA playoffs are actually happening right now, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on a player's stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. And of course, in racing, we know it's better than or worse than the projected finishing position for that particular driver. You can make entries of all basketball, or you can mix and match across racing, basketball, baseball, some hockey going on still, whatever your favorite sport is, you can mix and match. You can also win up to 100 times your money. Plus, it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30 states, probably yours, including California, Texas, and even Canada. Again, we'll give you those underdog shorts for our racing when we get there. New customers, you're going to get a pick'em special in the lobby when you sign up, so you can check for today's special. Underdog's going to be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrops, specials, giveaways, and so much more throughout the NBA playoffs, so make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. Underdog's available, like I said, in 30 states, including California, Texas, Canada. They also launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. So make sure you sign up with our promo code RACESGPN. Underdog's going to double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code RACESGPN. I am going to turn my attention for my high-priced driver to his teammate, to Truex's teammate, Denny Hamlin. Look, Denny Hamlin is just been about as good as Martin Truex Jr. on this track. When you talk about total lap leaders around this track, Denny Hamlin sits third in active drivers on that behind Martin Truex Jr., who leads all active drivers with laps led around this track. And look, I'm telling you right now, Denny Hamlin knows how to get around this track. Martin Truex Jr. has led 1,069 total laps in his career. Denny Hamlin, nice. Denny Hamlin, 682, just shy of 690. But the two main lap leaders on this one are not in this anymore. Or actually, Kevin Harvick is not in this anymore. Kyle Busch, though, at 1341. We're not touching Kyle Busch with a 10-foot pole. So I'm going down to Denny Hamlin, like I said, who has led his fair share of laps around this, including 218 in 2019. Did he win that race? No. He did start from the pole and finish fifth. But 218 laps he led in 2019. 2020, he followed that up with 115 laps led. He won that race starting from the outside pole. 2 years ago in 2022, he led 67 laps. That was a rough day for him, though. He started second, finished 21st. Unfortunately, didn't get a good finish in that one. But last season, started 13th, finished 5th, led 4 laps along the way. Denny Hamlin, he's 10-8, right? $10,800. That's a tough one to swallow. But I do believe that, again, we've seen Denny Hamlin this season actually do fantastic stuff. And he's been so short of just really killing it this season. A wreck away from another good finish, right? And just, I don't know. It's hard to not say Denny Hamlin on this particular track because we know how good he's been. He's got 2 wins this season. Like we said, he was close to another one as well. One at Bristol. You talked about that being sort of a comparable track, but the tire stuff was ridiculous. He won at Richmond, which again is a track that's not a mile and a half or a road course or a super speedway. So we could take that. He started on the pole in Phoenix, right? Another mile track. Finished 11th in that race, unfortunately. But you look at what he's actually done so far this season as far as points per race, and he's up there with the best of them. And 43, he's a fourth highest driver as far as points, fantasy points per race in this one. So again, he's been doing it consistently all season long, no matter what he's been doing. And, you know, as far as what you're looking for, you're looking for consistency. Denny Hamlin's that. He's third, actually, not fourth. I had that scrolled wrong. He scored you 110 points at Bristol by winning that race. He's consistent, 43.6 points per fantasy points per race. I like that. I think he could do it again at a track where he feels comfortable, where you talked about JGR being comfortable. There's a lot of comfortability in this particular slate, I suppose. And Denny Hamlin, definitely one of those drivers that is. So, like I said, 10-8, little expensive, but I think you have to have him in at least one of your cash lineups and definitely in your GPP lineups if you're going to try to compete with everybody else that's got him in there.
Yeah, and we've seen, how many times have we seen this season where, you know, Denny Hamlin's one, you know, if we get multiple leaders, Denny Hamlin, one of those guys that's spending time out front, always finds a way to be there at the end, one of the more consistent finishers in the Cup Series, which is helpful. You know, guys like Kyle Larson, while they're great and he can lead you a ton of laps, and if he starts on the pole, you're probably going to have to play him. His finishes aren't always consistent, and a guy like Denny Hamlin is. So, yeah, I like that play.
All right, let's take a step down into the mid-tier drivers. Cody, who is your first mid-tier suggestion?
Well, Rod, should we just make this a Joe Gibbs Racing episode of the show, I guess? Because, look, I thought we were done with this type of pricing. I didn't think we were ever going to see it again. Ty Gibbs at $8,500 on DraftKings. Are you kidding me, Rod? Why is he so cheap? I don't understand it. You go back to Richmond a few weeks ago, $10,000. I thought that's the type of price we were going to start to see on him each and every week. He started the season, come out of the gates, just absolutely on fire. Cooled off a little bit, but again, we had some short tracks in there. We had Super Speedway in there. Some things that just weren't quite where you were wanting for Ty Gibbs. But if you're circling, getting back on track with Gibbs here, you got Dover this week, you got Kansas next week. Some tracks coming up where he should do really well. Back to this intermediate package. Again, Bristol is a little bit tough to look at, but he led 137 laps, 45 fastest laps, 99.5 points that day. That's the type of performance I'm expecting from Ty this week, Rod. 13th place finish last season in his one start. That's not a bad run at all, especially at 8,500. And he's, what, 20 times the performance this season of what he had last year at this point in the season. So you love to see that. And again, Chris had mentioned this over on King on YouTube, mentioned on when we were recording live on the Cup Series episode. Look, that's even a misleading result. And I dug into it farther. And yeah, he's in sixth place in stage two. We ended up with a late caution flag that he kind of got jumbled back a little bit after, they didn't get the fuel tank all the way full, had some issues. So possibly could have been in the top five a whole year ago, and look how much he's progressed since then. This is a track where he's definitely alive to possibly even win this race. And you go back and you look, 13th place at Texas, that ninth at Bristol that I mentioned, third at Phoenix, fifth at Vegas, Phoenix being a shorter track, but those other three, all intermediate packages, all better runs by him. I think we're going to see that again from Ty Gibbs. And at only 8,500, Rod, he's got the potential to score just as many points as Denny Hamlin, as Martin Truex Jr. If he gets that 54 car up front, it's not like a guy like Corey LaJoie that's getting out front and is kind of a sitting duck. I mean, he's going to take it out front. He's going to run away with it and rack these points up. So it's going to be really hard not to play Ty Gibbs this week at only 8,500. You're getting such a discount. You know, in Truex and Hamlin, 11-3 and 10-8, and he's got the same upside as those two guys have. And I don't, that's not going out on a limb saying that he's got the same upside that they have. He doesn't have the long history built up that they do, but he can score just as much as they can at a bigger price relief. And if you're trying to get two or three dominators in there, you're going to need that price salary relief. So love Ty Gibbs this week at 8,500.
Got to be frustrating for Ty, though. I mean, you know, you come into your sophomore season with high hopes. You got a fast car. You're competing in a lot of these races, and the finishes just haven't been there. And you got to wonder.
Don't bring up the sophomore slump again, Ron.
I'm not bringing up. Okay, fine. It's a sophomore slump. But it's got to be frustrating because you have all the success in Xfinity, right? You have all of this with these wins. You win the championship. You're good. You're, you know, super excited. And then you come and you're humbled for 2 years in a row, and you got to figure when your time's going to come. So
better than Austin Cindric, who's doing it for 3 years and still sucks. So
come out, win the Daytona 500, and you're like, "Yeah, man, I am the man." And then you go back down to obscurity. So, yeah, whatever. I mean, look, I'm with you on this, though, because Gibbs cars, we know, all right. I mean, I don't want to say.
This is the type of track that's going to suit his driving style, and I think it's going to be like. After this week, I think people are going to be like, oh, shit, Ty Gibbs is back again already. And it's going to be like, well, yeah, look at where he didn't finish as well. And, I mean, I've got my hand pretty well on the pulse of Ty Gibbs and how he's been doing. I mean, I've been winning money on him since his first career start, Rod. So I've followed him closely the whole time he's been going. But those shorter tracks, I called, you know, I don't think this is the week for him. And he didn't do as good. This is the week to get back on the Ty Gibbs train. So get on before it's too late.
It's like Ty Gibbs, where do you go? Well, he never left. He just sort of went
before
in hibernation.
Before he's $10,000 next week at Kansas.
Exactly. All right. Let me ask you, though, are you thinking of entering the Circa Survivor contest or the Circa Millions contest, but you don't live in Nevada? Yep, Cody is. No problem. It's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for your chance to win millions. All you got to do is go sign up in Las Vegas and then just submit your picks to your proxy. We've partnered up with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy.com. Promo code SGP to get $50 off. Well, I'm going to formally apologize for this because you're probably not going to use them, and you could probably stand to skip ahead, I'd say about 2.5 to 3 minutes if you really don't want to listen to this part. I will fully endorse you because I too have skipped parts of podcasts I don't want to listen to, but my bleeding heart, my bleeding Jimmy Johnson heart cannot ignore Jimmy Johnson at $6,200. Two reasons for this. Well, three, maybe four. All right.
11 reasons for this, Rob.
48 reasons for this one, or 84 as the case may be. All right, here's the thing. Okay. Jimmy Johnson has been atrocious the last couple of seasons. That's maybe putting it even more kindly than it needs to be. Jimmy knows this. You think a guy at our age doesn't know when we suck at something? Because, you know, that's the way it is. We know. We recognize it. Especially a guy that's had as much success as Jimmy Johnson has over his career. But one of the main reasons why I'm telling you to play Jimmy Johnson is because nobody's going to want to play him. Nobody's going to want to touch Jimmy Johnson. And that's it. I mean, everyone's going to laugh at you. They're going to laugh at me. And that's fine. But $6,200 frees up a lot of opportunity. Because here's the thing. Jimmy's probably going to start at the back. Jimmy's probably not going to lose you too many points. Even if you're X out, he's probably not going to lose you too many points. So for that matter, but the upside for Jimmy Johnson is phenomenal. This man has 11 wins on this track. I know he's driving around a cereal box. I understand that it's not the fine Hendrix equipment. I know that he's in a sinking boat. I get it. I understand. But if there's one guy that can finally wake up and drive that sinking boat into at least a top 20 finish, that's Jimmy Johnson. And that's all I want. I want him to start at the back. I want him to start at the very back. I want him to be the last car because, first of all, if he crashes out, then he keeps the same amount of points that he started with. That's fine. But if he can find his way up to the top 20, that is a very decent DFS day for $6,200 for a guy that has 27 top 10 finishes and 38 starts, 18 top fives, an average finish of 9.7. He has led 3,113 circuits around the Monster Mile. There is a car that is crunched within Miles the Monster, and it is not anybody else's car, but Jimmy Johnson's car. So, look, There's so many reasons why you can't, you shouldn't play Jimmy Johnson this week, right? There's more reasons that you shouldn't than you should. But what if, Cody, but what if? What if Jimmy Johnson wakes up on Sunday morning, puts on that fire suit, straps into that car and goes, I got a rocket ship today. I'm going to take this damn thing to the front. Now, granted, the front may be 20th for him, but I'll take a 20th place finish from Jimmy Johnson at this point, right? I love the guy too much, and I just want to see him succeed. Cody, I just want to see him succeed.
Audience, what do you think? Should I wake Rod up from his dream yet, or should I let him keep dreaming?
It's likely that it's not going to happen. I get it. I understand. But no. What if?
You made some good points. So I think that you're right about not a lot of people are going to want to play him, and that's always an advantage if you're playing someone that is less rostered than you know, majority of people don't have him rostered, because that gives you that opportunity to hit. And Rod, if there's one track it's going to work this year for Jimmy Johnson in running these, it's probably going to be Dover, because 11 times he's won here at the track that's nicknamed the Monster Mile. Like, it's the new car. He hasn't raced it here yet. That's obviously the big thing, right? And we've seen him struggle. But you go back and you look at Texas, and even though he did struggle, it's not like it was the worst day ever for being 6,700. He starts 37th. He finishes 29th, 21 points. It's not a bad day at all. You know, there is a little bit of upside here. You're going to hope that he doesn't qualify well, right? And he's got the disadvantage in qualifying, right? He's going to have to be one of the first cars out. It's going to be right after practice. That never is good for those guys. And that's an advantage to us, because he's not going to qualify well. People are going to look at him and be like, well, Jimmy Johnson's not good here. They're going to check it off. And so I think that there is definitely a case there. It's you might have to stretch a little bit. You might have to dream. But we wouldn't be where we are today if we didn't have dreams, Rod. And so, yes, I do think it's possible. He, of course, is our one-and-done play in the NASCAR Gambling Podcast preseason picks, which we're not changing any of those. As long as all the drivers are starting the races, we're leaving them how they are, and he'll be starting. So we will leave that pick in there and see how it does. But definitely a case to be made. And the price at 6,200, I mean, imagine the day, Rod. You'd ever thought you'd get Jimmy Johnson at 6,200.
Hey, at Dover especially, like, that's what I'm saying. I'll take it. I feel like a public defender that is trying to get somebody off of a crime they obviously committed. And I'm like, look, man, but what if he didn't do it? What like, if it
we
wasn't
know,
him?
We know that he murdered it, but the glove doesn't fit. So you have to acquit.
I'm
right?
just saying, like, Jimmy Johnson, what like, if?
It's obvious that he committed this murder, but the glove, it's just, you can't do it.
All right, Cody, let's save some folks even more money with our low price drivers for this slate.
Yes, I bounced around a little bit down here, but Noah Gragson, Rod, I'm going to go to the higher end of the lower slate, but 6,900, nice for Noah Gragson. How, again, this is another one where, how is he still being priced this low? I mean, this is the new Noah Gragson. This is the SHR version. This is the guy who's been showing up and doing well, coming off of his career best finish, fourth place at Talladega last week. What a great run by him. We've solid runs from him. 12th at Richmond, 12th at Phoenix, 6th at Las Vegas. Again, this is just all on the eye test, right? You go back and you look last season, horrible finish here. I think he was 34th place. But again, that was in the Jimmy Johnson legacy car. But that was when they were transit. You know, I think that was probably around the time that we learned not going to be with Chevy anymore. And things just were not going his way. Things are completely different this year. And he's got that new chip on his shoulder, right? So you go back and you look at, 76.2 points last week, but it's a super speedway. So bit of an outlier, but you know, he's got you 28.5 at Texas. You go back to Richmond, 39.6 there. He's had some really solid days, 30.8, 62.9. Nice. Is that nice? 62.9. Close enough. Las Vegas. He can have you big, strong days, for Noah Gragson here. I gave out a bet on him to be the top finishing forward, actually. It's a little bit of a long shot, but he's got that type of upside, Rod, this weekend. So, again, in a week where you're going to need to save some money, and this is a way to save money without dipping all the way to the bottom of the barrel, and you can get a guy like Noah Gragson at 6,900. So, very nice, and I think it's a good play this week.
Yeah, Noah Gragson will, he's almost, I don't want to say he's like Ty Gibbs, even though we know Noah Gragson and Ty Gibbs had a lot of battles in the Xfinity series, but he's got
it's a
similar skill set. Like, I believe both these guys are young drivers with that are aggressive, right? Both of them are very aggressive drivers, and I think they're just going to need to find their footing. Like, there's a lot with Ty Gibbs. Noah Gragson's sophomore slump is hitting a little harder than Ty's is, but I think they're both going to wake up at some point.
They're both fine though, and yeah, there's a lot of comparables. Like, we saw him battle it out week in and week out in Xfinity series, right? And it's been different. Ty got that extra quarter of a season where he was filling in for Kurt, and then, you know, he's in a Gibbs car. Obviously, they're the best cars out there. SHR cars aren't that fast, but Noah struggled a lot with Legacy. He misses the end of the end of his rookie season. Missed what, the last third of the season, being suspended and leaving the team, all of that. But then he comes back with that new chip on his shoulder. Focused. And again, both of these guys, you can't look at what they did last season because it's completely different this year. And they're passing the eye test, and they're both still cheaper than they're going to be by the time we get to the end of the season. You're not going to get Ty Gibbs at 8,500. You're not going to get Noah Gragson at 6,900. So now's your chance to take advantage of these prices before they get to points where it's going to be harder to work them into your salary lineups.
Indeed. All right. Well, I am going to the bottom of the barrel for my next play. I did not.
Literally.
I did not. Yeah, the lowest price guy on the entire slate. And I didn't wake up this morning to choose violence. I don't normally do that. But I guess this morning, or I was just like, all right, you know what? Screw this. I'm going for it. But Kaz Grala, $5,000 for the number 15 car. Look, if you want to fit more than one of these top guys in, you are going to need to save a considerable amount of salary space. A guy that can get that done for you is Kaz Grala. Look, he's averaging 22.6 fantasy points per race this season. That is actually not bad at all when you consider the fact that he's been part-time and that he's actually doing, you know, good things when he's actually in the car. Look at guys like Michael McDowell. He's averaging 12.5 fantasy points per race. You look at Austin Cindric, 12.7. Austin Dillon, 13.5. Corey LaJoie, 21.3. Josh Berry, 21.8. So all of these guys are more expensive than Kaz Grala. And Kaz Grala has been getting you more points every time he steps into the car. So for me, it's almost a no-brainer type of a situation to put him in there. 21 points last week, 26 the week before at Martinsville. He got you 45 at Bristol. You want to talk about being really good at a place? He got you 51 in Atlanta. Now, again, Super Speedway, I understand that. But, you know, for Kaz Grala, this is basically just a full-on punt play, right? A full-on punt play, but that gets you the option of getting four times your points, four times your investment on there. And I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, normally these punt plays, maybe you can get two times, right? Like a 12, like we were talking about with the bottom guys, like Cindric and all these guys, Michael McDowell. The downside is you get 12, right? Here, the upside is you get about 20, right? Or you get 45, or you get 51. Like, for Kaz Grala, he's definitely probably going to start at the back. There's no way Kaz Grala is going to be one of the front runners in this race. So you're definitely going to get the points from place differential. You may get a fast lap or two just because he's running in the back there, and you know, he could be fast for a lap. He could throw his soft tires on and be good to go. Not very many starts in general for Kaz Grala though at all, right? So not a lot of experience, but again, for a DFS play, all you're looking for is a guy that's going to start in the back and finish somewhere in the mid-20s, right? All you want out of him is a 20-point day, a 21-point. You just want him to get his average. If he gets his average for you at $5,000, you're golden. And you can fit guys in that are up at the top, a couple of them even. You could fit a Denny Hamlin and a Martin Truex Jr. and Kaz Grala and try to find somewhere in there to make up the difference. But, yeah, like I said, very bottom of the slate. Look, if you put Jimmy Johnson and Kaz Grala in there and they both hit in a GPP, you could thank me for your money later.
Oh, yeah. Send Rod a tip if you do that. Yeah, I really actually don't hate this play. At only $5,000, and there's worse ways you can go than Kaz Grala. You look at it, Rod, he hasn't started better than 31st on a non-super speedway or road course. So it's exactly what you want, right? He's going to be near the back there. Got that opportunity. And then he's been able to make the most of situations. You look at Bristol again. It was a shit show. okay, what if Dover turns into a shit show, right? He ends up finishing in 19th. I mean, he actually had a really strong run that day, you know, figuring out that tire strategy and doing all that, making it work. So that's the type of stuff you're looking for. And again, a place where you need maybe two, maybe three, maybe four guys that each lead around 100 laps, $5,000, that's going to give you more wiggle room to do that. So, yeah, I mean, with the six guys we gave out, there's still $1,300 to work with. Ooh. So you can upgrade somewhere, and you're getting three Joe Gibbs Racing cars in that lineup right there. So, and the guy who's won here 11 times.
Well, I was about to say, if you want to take that $1,300 and upgrade on Jimmy Johnson, I get it. I know why. But no, one more point on Cas Grallo, though, and I find this very interesting, too. His average starting position in his 16 total races in the Cup Series, 31.5. His average finish, 24.6. The dude actually finishes better than he starts in those starts. Yeah. So, yeah.
And he's taking seriously his situation, right? It's a lot like a Corey LaJoie when he was running in that 32 car and some of these other things where you literally are just stacking pennies. And it's like, Cas Grallo doesn't think he's going to win. Cas Grallo doesn't think he's going to finish in the top 20. Cas Grallo is lucky if he finishes in the top 30. He's just out there to play it smart, run as many of the laps as he can. He's going to be laps down, but run every lap that he can be out there on the track, stay out of trouble, let attrition help him, keep the car clean, get a decent finish for all the equipment he's in. That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's been doing. So yeah, I like it.
Wouldn't that be crazy if Grallo had a 15th place finish this week? That would be, I would probably retire. I would just retire because that would be the best call I'd ever made in my life.
You shouldn't retire, Rod, because I don't like that idea. But he finished 19th at Bristol. Again, he needed some serious craziness. But hey, we can get craziness any given week, Rod. Any given Sunday.
All right. Get out your pen and paper. We are going to go over our plays, our DFS plays for this Worth 400. Cody started you out with Martin Truex Jr. as his high-priced driver at 11,300. And I gave you Denny Hamlin at 10,800. Cody gave you Ty Gibbs at 8,500. I gave you Jimmy Johnson at 6,200. Cody gave you Noah Gragson at 6,900. Rather, I gave you Cas Grallo at 5,000 as my low price driver. Cody, 400 episodes in, buddy. How do you feel?
Feel young as ever, as great as ever. I'm ready for the next 4,000 episodes, Rod. It's been a fun ride so far. And luckily, it's a ride that's going to just continue for a long time. So love that we've made it this far. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you for everything you've done for me, which is basically everything. And appreciate everybody that's listened. Again, if you're listening to all these episodes, whether you've listened to 400 or whether this is your first one, we appreciate you, and we hope you're back next week. We'll have our recap show Sunday night or Monday, and then we'll do it all again for Kansas next week. And, man, I'm pumped. Let's go make some money at Dover this weekend.
I wonder if there's anybody in the 400 club. I wonder anybody other than us. And even then, I haven't listened to all 400 of our episodes because I've lived them. I don't need to go back and listen to them again.
I mean, you've listened to them because you've on them.
That's true.
On most of them. Well, we both missed a couple episodes here and there. So technically we haven't actually done 400, but
this is true.
It's our show and it counts. So yeah, God, we've listened to all 400. I'm sure there's some people who listened to all of them, Rob.
I think of all, 400 episodes of this, 50 of the F1, I've done a couple hundred episodes of a bunch of different shows. Like I've got to be at least almost 1,000 episodes into my podcasting career. That's insane.
You're what we would call an expert, Rob.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just a guy that likes to talk a lot. So, all right. Just like Cody said, we turn you loose to your weekend. Go set up your betting cards. Go set up your DFS lineups. Check back on the YouTube channel. We will have those Underdog shorts for you when Underdog puts up their projections. So we'll have that.
They might even be out by the time this episode comes out, Rod, depending on when those when those Underdog lines come out. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, we have been putting out these DFS episodes earlier on Friday to get you going on your Underdog.
Going into the weekend. So.
It's better than getting it too late.
Exactly. Going to be a fun weekend. NFL draft will continue, obviously. Second and third round this evening, and then we'll have all of Saturday. Arena Football League starts this week. If you haven't, check out the Arena Football League podcast. Rod is on that. Does a great job. It's going to be fun. I've done a lot of stuff for the website the actual arena foot, what is it? ArenaFootballUSA.com or something like that. Their official website. Go check it out over there. All the game preview that's probably out or coming out today for all the games this week. Bunch of other stuff. Going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you're checking that out. And yeah, again, check out, go back and listen to the betting episodes. If you're listening to this early enough, get all the info for the weekend. And let's go make some money at Dover this week, Rod.
Indeed.
You can follow me over on the X at Husker_Z. Find all my stuff over there that I just talked about. And yeah, go hit that subscribe on the YouTube. Give us a 400th present or 400th episode present. Hit that subscribe button for us. Click the bell. And yeah, see you next week.
Yes, sir. Leave us a review, too. Give us a 400th episode review. We would love to see all those reviews out there. Love the people that support us and leave those reviews. I don't know what it is about it.
We'll toss in. We got some merch in the next. We'll give it about a week. Get your reviews in. If you've left a review before, you can go into Apple and resubmit a new review, like rewrite it. The best review over the next week, Rod, gets some swag from something cool like this.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful hoodie.
NASCAR Gambling Podcast hoodie. We'll get you something. So leave those reviews and we'll shoot you a present.
Indeed. So follow me on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez. Link in the bot. Everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, I've got a Miami Grand Prix article coming out for them this next week. And then, of course, check out the Back Road. Seth and Elliott in Dover, actually in person, going to be on the show together. That's going to be a lot of fun. So check that out. It's already up on the IBT website and the YouTube channel. So, all right, we'll be back next week to break down this fantastic Dover and set our sights on Kansas. So until then, everyone, happy 400. Let's go racing and let it ride.